ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
So last week we started the sixth chapter. In the first section we saw the Uddhalakaha Arunihi, the father asked his son Shvetaketuhu Aruneyaha when he returned from the Gurukulam as a highly learned, erudite scholar, being proud of his scholarship and knowledge, the father asked whether he had asked for that teaching, by which teaching everything else becomes known, as it were. Which means, whether he had asked for such knowledge of that thing, by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. Then the son Shvetaketuhu Aruneyaha asked his father, without accepting his question, how is it possible for anyone to have the knowledge of everything just by knowing one thing? Actually, knowledge of any given thing can remove only ignorance of that given thing. Knowledge of one object will not remove the knowledge ignorance of all other objects. Generally, by knowing one thing, everything else cannot be known. It is not possible. That was his stand, the Shvetaketu stand. So now the father wanted to make it very clear. First, the father wanted to convince his son that such knowledge exists, such knowledge is possible, such teaching is possible, that by knowing one thing, everything else can become the known. Everything else can be known. Everything else becomes known as it were. What is that? So he says, by knowing the cause, it is the knowledge of the cause. By knowing the cause, everything else becomes, all the effects become known as it were. By knowing the cause, how is it? By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were means, ekena jnanena sarvam jnatam bhavati, sarvam jnataprayam bhavati. By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were means, it is possible how? Only one way it is possible, that is by knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. knowing the cause. So karanam karana jnanena sarvani karyani jnatani bhavanti. By knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. So what this is the only way. By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known. So he gives example. By knowing the cause, all the effects become the known. Why he gives? Now he gives three examples. The Shweta Ketahu, the Uddalakaha gives three examples. How by knowing the one cause, all the corresponding effects become known as it were. And he gives example of first clay and all the earthen products, clay products. By knowing the clay, a lump of clay, what it is, then all the earthen products become known as it were. All the effects need not be known, because all the effects are known as it were. And he gives another example of what he gives, another example, by knowing a lump of gold, by knowing the metal gold, all the golden ornaments, the ornaments made of gold become known as it were. He also gives a third example of, by knowing the iron, all the iron products such as nail cutter, etc., nail clipper, everything becomes known as it were. He gave three examples. In three examples, what does he prove, what does he establish? By knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. Therefore, such knowledge is possible. First of all, he convinces that knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Such knowledge exists, such teaching exists, such teaching is possible. That he establishes by giving these three examples. What is that knowledge here? It is the knowledge of the cause. No, it is a karana jnanena sarvani karyani jnatani bhavanti. All the effects become known as it were. How? By knowing the cause, how do all the effects become known? What is the logic involved there? What is the reasoning involved in that? If you say the cause and the effect are not two different things. The cause and effect are not two different things. Why? Because cause can exist independently without being an effect. But the effect does not have independent existence of its own. The example is, in all the clay products, you remove the clay which is the cause, and all the effects are nothing but forms. The forms cannot exist independently without the cause clay. A pot cannot exist independently without the clay. So also an ornament cannot exist independently without the gold. Any iron product such as nail clipper cannot exist independently without the iron. Without the cause, the effect cannot exist independently. So effect, if you ask what is an effect, karyam, the karanam alone is satyam. Why? Because cause has independent existence. Cause is not dependent on the effect for its existence. Whereas effect is dependent on the cause for its existence. Therefore, if you remove the cause, for the cause and the effect are not two different things, they are one. Why do you say one? Because the substance is one. What is clay? Clay. What is pot? Pot is also clay. So between the cause and the effect, there is no difference in the substance. So substantial difference is not there between the cause and the effect. Then what do we call cause? What do you call the other one, effect? Between them there is some difference. That's what? Avastha bedaha. Karana karyayor madhye vastu bedaha nasti. There is no difference in the substance. Substance is the same clay. What is the cause? Clay. What is the effect then? Effect also is the clay. What is the substance? Now for the substantive part, clay. Therefore, substance is the same, but between them, avastha bedaha asti. Only avastha bedaha. Okay? What is avastha bedaha here? Karana avastha and kari avastha. When you take the lump of clay, in that karanam, that's called karanam. In the karanam, the form and name part is unmanifest. In karana avastha means what? Clay plus unmanifest, cause plus unmanifest form and name is equal to karana avastha. Cause, the substance, okay, say substance plus unmanifest form and name is equal to karana avastha. Substance plus manifest form and name is equal to karya avastha. So substance plus form, unmanifest form and name is equal to karana avastha. Substance plus manifest form and name is equal to karya avastha. Avastha means what here? Conditionally there is a difference. Karya avastha and karana avastha, between the two there is avastha bedaha asti, but vastu bedaha nasti. The substance is one, okay, but avastha, two different avasthas, but actually vastu is the same. Is it clear? Therefore, so what do you understand by that now? Without the cause alone is satyam, real. The effect is mithya. Mithya means what? Effect has no independent existence, therefore it is mithya. And between the cause and the effect, there is what, the substance is the same. Vastu bedaha is not there. And the effect does not exist independently outside of the cause. Therefore, by knowing the cause, all the effects become the known. Karana vyatiriktam karyam nasti. I'm sorry, you have to learn to pick up a lot of Sanskrit, okay? Karana vyatiriktam karyam nasti. There is no effect which exists independent of the cause. Therefore, we say what now? Therefore, by knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. This is the, now he, by giving these three examples, with this logic, with this reasoning, now Uddalakaha established the fact that by knowing the cause, all the effects become known. Therefore, by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. That it, you know, it is possible. Such knowledge is possible. He made it very clear. Now, from this, and each cause now, by knowing the clay, you can only the earthen products. You can't know everything else. By knowing the gold, you can only all the gold if products can be known. By knowing the iron, only iron products can be known. But how, by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known, means what? Everything, how can everything become known? So here we say, all these causes, the gold is a cause only for the golden ornaments. Clay is the cause only for the clay products. No? Like that. The wood is the cause only for the furnitures. All these causes are called relative causes. Relative cause means what? The cause, it has its own cause. The cause also becomes an effect from the standpoint of something else. Like wood, which is a cause for the furniture, becomes an effect from the standpoint of a log of wood. The log of wood becomes an effect from the standpoint of the tree. The tree becomes an effect from the standpoint of the seed. So every cause has its own cause. Understand? Therefore, if a cause has another cause, it is called what? Relative cause. And the wood can be cause only for the furnitures. Wood cannot be the cause for the golden ornaments. Or gold can be the cause for clay pots. Clay cannot be the cause for something else. Is it? The one cause can be a cause of only corresponding products and effects. Therefore, such causes are called what? Relative causes. But there must be an absolute cause. What is the absolute cause? absolute cause is the cause which has no cause. Uncaused, causeless cause. Karana rahita karanam. Isn't it? Causeless, uncaused cause is the absolute cause which has no beginning. So, which exists independently, which is not dependent on anything else. Why? It has no cause. It's self-existent. The self-existent, causeless, uncaused cause is there. Moola karanam. Sanskrit word is more expressive here, isn't it? Moola karanam. Moola vastu. The actual vastu means what? The absolute substance, the moola karanam, the causeless uncaused cause, with reference to this entire jagat. There must be, there is a cause. The whole jagat is karyam. Now we do not know what that cause is. By knowing that moola karanam of the jagat, the entire jagat will become known as it were. All the objects in this jagat, all the effects which constitute this universe will be known as it were. Is it clear? So first he established that. Therefore, now Uddalakaha, by giving these examples, made very clear that such knowledge is possible. When the Uddalaka said that, what did this Shvetaketu say very cleverly? He said, yes, I think my teacher wouldn't have known that such knowledge exists, such teaching exists or possible. If he had known, and I was such a wonderful student, and he wouldn't have missed teaching me, he did not teach me, that itself is the proof. I was so humble and nice and good student. I was with him. He never taught me that. What does it mean then? Which means he wouldn't have known. He was a ring lakara. No? So he wouldn't have known. If he had known, he would have definitely taught me. He did not say, I did not ask for the knowledge. And he doesn't even think my teacher, maybe he must have known, but I didn't ask for it. But he says what? He wouldn't have known. If he had known, he would have taught me. He did not teach me. At least now he is humble enough to accept what such teaching is possible. He is convinced. See, if the father wants to be respected by a son, he must be more knowledgeable. You know, that's only secret. Nowadays, parents come and complain, my children don't respect us. Okay, the reason is, parents know much more than the children, and the parents will, children will respect parents. Nowadays, in those days also, okay. So, Uddalaka made Shvetaketu understand the fact. First of all, he has to be convinced. He got convinced, and not only that, and he, you know, this Shvetaketu, then asked his father, okay, such is there. Now I think, now right time, and you know, why don't you teach me? This is where the father Uddalakaha becomes Guru Uddalakaha. Okay, Pita Uddalakaha becomes Guru Uddalakaha, the teacher Uddalaka. And the son Shvetaketu becomes Sishaha Shvetaketu. Understand? When the son asked, the father was so happy to teach him. I told you already, if a son learns from his father, those days, the father himself was a guru, means was highly revered, and that such teaching is called what? Niyamadhyayanam. Okay? With this, the first section of the sixth chapter ends, which we have already seen. Now we are going to the next sentence. Next, the most popular sentence. And one thing, important line in the first section. What is the important line you have to remember? The highly valuable, most valuable sentence is what? Vikaraha நாமதேயம், வாச்சாரம்பணம் நாமதேயம், விகாரஹா வாச்சாரம்பணம் நாமதேயம். விகாரஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? An effect. Effect mean, if what is an effect? Effect has no substantiality. There is no such a thing called effect other than the substance. Effect is only a non-substantial word, okay, emerging from your mouth, initiated by your tongue. Okay, a word will drop meaninglessly. Take the water away, then form wave will collapse. When the form wave collapse, what will the word wave do? Wooden katta yerino. Understand? It has to go along with the form. Understand? The word has to go along with the word. So word has no meaning. The word will collapse. Where is the form? What does the word mean when the form wave goes? Where does the form wave go? Water has gone. Along with the water, form wave also disappeared. When the form wave goes, word becomes what? Vacharambanam namadheyam. Vikaraha vacharambanam namadheyam. Then what is real then? What is there then? What is there? All the effects are mithya. Mithya means as good as non-existent. Then what is then? What is there? My God, all the waves are mithya. All the entire ocean is mithya. Ocean is mithya means it is as good as non-existent. Which means what is there then? Water alone is there. That's why the eva, why I'm repeating it? Because in Shankara, in his commentary, he emphasizes eva, mrittika ityeva satyam. In the first example, he gives what now? Mrittika ityeva satyam. The second example, he says what now? Swarnam loha ityeva satyam. The third example, krishnayasam eva ityeva satyam. So, eva satya means substance alone is real. Cause alone is real. There is no such a thing called effect which enjoys independent existence, which is, if any effect is nothing but a word, a non-substantial, meaningless word initiated by your tongue coming out of your mouth. Okay? There's, what is satyam then? Cause alone is real. Okay, that eva, you should remember, mrittika iti eva, eva satyam. Okay. Now we'll go to the next section. This is all last week's class. Now here onwards, every sentence, I won't be teaching so big paragraphs hereafter. In a class, if I teach one sentence, you have to come back to the class with memorizing the sentence, okay? Before you leave the class itself, you will memorize. Okay. Now the teacher begins his teaching. Now, here onwards, the famous method of unfoldment called Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya. Prakriya means method of unfoldment. Methodology. Prakriya. And the Srishti Prakriya means the method of analyzing the creation. Analysis of the creation is called Srishti Prakriya. But when you say, oh, Upanishad presents the method of analyzing the creation means, immediately we should not think Upanishad is very much interested in telling us how the universe has come, where has it come from, where, now what is this universe. Like present-day cosmologists break their heads, okay? Upanishad is least bothered. Upanishad presents the methodology as though Upanishad is interested in cosmology, okay? But really speaking, Upanishad uses this method of analyzing the creation only to help us arrive at the reality. moola karanam of the jagat. Not to establish the creation. Okay, Upanishad uses this analysis of creation called Srishti Prakaranam or Srishti Prakriya, not to establish the Srishti, not to teach us how the creation came into existence, but the tatpariyam of this Prakriya, the aim of this method is to help us arrive at the Moola Karanam, the absolute cause of this universe, by knowing which the entire universe becomes known as it were. The Srishti Prakaranam begins. Why? Now Uddhalaka has committed to his son to teach him how, by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. But what is that? With reference to this, if a person, everything here has to become known, means he has to know the absolute cause of this universe, Moola Karanam of this Jagat. And what is the Moola Karanam of this Jagat? What is the absolute causeless, uncaused cause of this universe? Brahma. Later on we are going to say there is no cause also. Understand? Upanishad begins like this. So why? What is the purpose of introducing Brahman as a cause here? For us to arrive at the truth. To arrive at the reality. Why do you need to arrive at the reality? Finally, you see yourself being non-separate from that reality. Thereby you have to understand the whole teaching, isn't it? Therefore, the Moola Karanam is Brahma. And he is, now the Srishti Prakaranam begins here. Uddhalakaha introduces the Srishti Prakriya. So introduces the Moola Karanam of the Jagat, the Brahman, the absolute cause of the universe, the Brahman. As what? Using the term Sat. In this context, here the Brahman, the absolute reality, absolute substance, the absolute cause of this universe, Brahman, is known by the term Sat. Sat. Sat is what? Brahma. What is Brahma? Causeless, uncaused cause of this universe, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Okay? Reality is implied by the term Brahman in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Therefore, Brahman is introduced here as Sat. And because this chapter, the whole sixth chapter discusses the Sat, Brahman as the Sat. And here knowledge of Brahman, here is known as what? Knowledge of Sat. Sadvidya, the chapter itself is known as Sadvidya. Sadvidyadhyayaha, the chapter wherein Sadvidya means what? Knowledge of Brahman, the Sat. Slowly we'll go. In the first sentence now. Sadeva Saumya.
Sadeva Saumya.
Idamagra
Asit. Idamagra Asit.
Yekameva
Dvitiyam.
Sadeva Saumya.
Sadeva Saumya.
Idamagra
Asit. Idamagra Asit.
Yekameva
Dvitiyam. Yekameva Dvitiyam.
Only one sentence, okay? You won't go to the next sentence now. Sat Yeva. Read now. Sat. 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 Yeva Sadeva. Sat Yeva Sadeva. Saumya. Again the word Saumya means what? Saumya or Soumya means, O my pleasing, beloved, dearest son. The word Saumya is what? An expression of endearment. Okay? how much the father can express his love for the son? Hey Saumya, oh my dearest beloved son. So Saumya, then idam, Saumya plus idam, Saumyedam. Hey Saumya, oh my son, idam asit. Idam asit. What next word? Yekam. Yeva. Advitiyam. See, every word is important here. Hey Saumya, sat yeva idam agre asit yekam yeva advitiyam. Every sentence is, every word is important here. For he says, hey Saumya, satyeva asit. Again, yeva. By the time you finish Chandogya Upanishad, you will all definitely know what the word yeva means. Eva means, as yeva is an indeclinable word, which means what? Alone. Sad alone was. Satyeva asit. Sadyeva asit. Asit means was. Sad alone was there. Means when? Before. Before means when? Before this universe originated. Before this universe came into existence. Sad alone was. Which means, now what does it say now? He is equating also. Look at this. Then agre, sadeva asid agre. Agre in the very beginning. Beginning means what? Before this universe came into existence, sad alone was there. Sad Brahman alone was there. Then he says what now? Idam. Idam, this was there before. Idam asit, sadeva asit. You have to say it. Idam, the word idam is what? Third person singular pronoun. Idam means this. Idam asit. This universe was there. Before it originated also, this universe was as pure substance as, okay? It exists in the form of the cause. This universe which is there now existed before. When it existed, how was it? It was pure reality. It existed in the form of pure reality. Now what is this universe? Idam means what? Idam means this universe. The word idam implies what? Idam means this universe. This universe means what? This universe which involves the knower, known, knowledge, difference. The universe obtaining in the form of knower, known, knowledge, difference. This universe which is available for objectification, which is available for perception, which is available for enjoyment, which has what? All this, which is actions, the punyam, papam, and human beings, and all these varieties of beings, this universe constituted of innumerable countless forms and names, this universe existed before in the form of pure Sat, Brahman. So what does it mean now? This universe was there before. This universe is now also. What do you know which is now? It was there before. Then this universe of innumerable countless forms, you know, actually existed before as what? Yekameva asid. Before Sad alone was there. Agre Sad asid. சத் ஏவ ஆசித், சத் ஏகமேவ ஆசித், சத் ஏகம் அத்வித்தீயமேவ ஆசித். சத் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர், சத் அலோன் ஏவ இட்செல்ஃப் இஸ் எனஃப். சத் ஒன்லி சத் வாஸ் தேர், தென் வாட்? நாட் லி தட் சத் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர், ஒன்லி சத் வாஸ் தேர், ஹி சேஸ் அத்வித்தீயம், செகண்ட்லெஸ், த செகண்ட்லெஸ் ஒன், செகண்ட்லெஸ் ஒன் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் சத் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர் அஸ் பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஓகே, அண்ட் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் வாஸ் தேர். நவ் த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், and that sat is karanam, jagat is karyam. And this jagat means what? In the sat, sat was one, kas was one, brahman was one. What about jagat? Jagat is innumerable countless forms and names. The jagat involving duality, the plurality, multiplicity, diversity, is it? This world of diverse and objects of plurality, multiplicity was there as one secondless vastu. Now the question comes, okay, before Brahman was the home of Sat as pure existence, now this Jagat is there, Jagat is the Karyam, and now we understood what all the logic is understood very clearly. Between the Jagat Karyam and Brahman the Karanam, substance is one. There is no substance, is one. So before also, the clay is there. Before the pot is made also, clay was. After the pot is made also, clay is. So before Brahman was, Brahman alone was there. Now Jagat is means what? Now also Brahman is. Like what? Before the creation of the pot, clay was. After the creation of the pot also, clay continues to be. Clay alone is. Before the ornament was made, gold was. Lump of gold was. After the ornament is made, gold is. No more of an ornament. Like that, the cause was. Again, in the form of the effect also, gold effect cause alone continues to be. Which means, Sat Brahman was before, now Jagat is means, what does it mean? Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Which means, between the Karanam Brahma and Karyam Jagat, the substance is one. There is no substance called Jagat. If you remove the Brahman, the Sad Brahma from the Jagat, not physically. Okay, physically non-removable. No, Nik. Understand? That is why Nika Mara. We say, it is not physically non-removable. But still, cognitively, if you remove Brahman from the Jagat, what is Jagat? Jagat form will collapse. Along with the form, the name also will drop. Your Jagat is what? Jagat is nothing but non-substantial, nama-rupa, mithya. There is only Brahma. Understand? There is only Brahma. Which before it was Brahman, now also it is Brahma. Why? The substance is the same. Between Jagat and Brahman, what is the difference? Vastu Bheda is not there, but Avastha Bheda is there. Conditionally, there is difference, but substantially, there is no difference. Same substance. Brahman was, Brahman is. Now, what is added now? Now, we have to say, the three. What is Jagat now? Nama, Rupa, Karma. Form, name, and function. Form, name and function. Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat. All time Shankara defends the Jagat as what? Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat. Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat. What is this universe? Form, name and function. All, this is what the Jagat here. So, It is now when you say, what is pot? Before clay, pot was made, clay was. After the pot is made, clay is. The substance clay was, be alone was. And after the pot is made, also substance clay is. The effect also what? Between the pot and the clay, the substance is one and the same. But what is added here is form and name and function. It's also useful, isn't it? Very useful. The pot is useful, can hold the water. With a lump of clay, what can you do? Therefore, it is also useful. So we say, this pot is now, when you see the lump of clay, there pot is what? Pot is avyaktam. Nama rupa is avyaktam. Form, name and function are the three which, no, the effect is avyaktam, unmanifest. And then it is avyakritam, it is undifferentiated. Therefore it is non-useful, non-interactable, not useful, avyavaharyam. Three words you have to remember. Avyaktam, avyakritam, then avyavaharyam. I repeat the words again. Avyaktam, avyaktam, avyakritam, avyavaharyam. Avyavaharyam means what now? Not useful. Isn't it? No form, no name, no non-interactable. Therefore, not useful also. Therefore, avyaktam, avyavaharyam, avyakritam, undifferentiated, unmanifest, therefore non-useful, non-interactable, non-accessible. That form and name, is it? The effect is there. It's already there between the pot and clay. The clay, what is added now? The nama-rupa, karma. The pot has a form. The pot is a name, and it serves a purpose, also function, isn't it? Now we ask this question: where do this form, name, and karma function? Where have they come from? Where they added newly to the form, name, and function? Where they added to the cause? This we also analyzed very well in Mandukya Upanishad. Where they added to the cause? Have they come from outside? No. Where were they? They were very much there. The form, name and function, which is called effect, is not created newly. Nothing is created newly. The form and its name and the function, the purpose served by the form and name, all the three were already there in the very cause. But how it was? It was unmanifest. Unmanifest means what? Imperceptible, not available for perception. Why? Because it was undifferentiated as pot, as a lid, as a chair, isn't it? Undifferentiated. Therefore, also, it's avyavaharyam, it is non-interactable, non-useful. So, avyaktam, avyakta, avyakrita, avyavaharya, karyam was already there. Cause was there, effect also was there. Cause was there, effect also was there. But how was the effect? Effect was unmanifest, undifferentiated, and avyavaharyam. Isn't it? Effect was there. And what is the karyam now? The karyam also, the same substance is there. The difference is the name, form and functions are now manifest, differentiated and interactable and useful. So what is cause and what is effect? So it made very clear, definitely the effect also, the form, name and function, which is called known as effect, was already there in the very cause itself. It is not newly created. when you say this, before it was unmanifest, now it is manifest. So what was there before? Sat Brahma Asit. What is now here? Same Sat Brahma Asti. Before all, what was there before was Brahman. What is now is also Brahman. Like what was there was clay, and what is now in the form of pot also is clay. In the same way, what was there was Sat Brahma, what is now is also Sat Brahma. And why? What is the difference now? What was there was what now before? Substance, Brahman, the Sat plus unmanifest Nama Rupa Karma was there before. Sadeva Asid Agre means what? Sat Brahman plus unmanifest, undifferentiated, okay, uninteractable, inaccessible effect was there. And now the Jagat is means what now? Idam Jagat means Idam means what? Idam means the same Brahman is now also what now? Sat Brahma plus manifest, differentiated, interactable, accessible, useful, perceptible form and name. Nama Rupani. What is Karanam now? What is Karanam? If you ask, define this. Karanam is Sad Vastu plus Avyakta, Avyakrita, Avyavaharya, Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa Karmani. You have to say, what is Karanam now? Please define this first in English, Sanskrit, then you can understand in English. What is Karanam? Sad Vastu plus avyakta, avyakrita, avyavaharya, namarupa karmani is equal to cause. Substance plus unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable, unuseful, isn't it? Non-useful, namaru form, name and functions is equal to cause. What is an effect now? Effect is same substance, sadvastu plus manifest, differentiated, useful, interactable, perceptible, name, form and, isn't it? Namarupa karmani, form, name and functions. Got it now? It's very clear, isn't it? Now it is very, very clear. Between the in the cause, the form, name and function remain unmanifest, undifferentiated. In the effect, the same substance is there, but form, name and function remain manifest, differentiated. This is the only difference. Which means, Sat Brahman was, Sat Brahman is. What was not there before? Name, form and function were unmanifest, undifferentiated. Now manifest and differentiated. That is the only difference. Same Sat Brahman is. Now the question comes very, very clear. When, now next we'll go to next sentence. Next, this from here we have to go move on to the next thing. What we have to understand from here is, when this form, name and functions remain unmanifest, undifferentiated, they are not available for interaction. They are not accessible, interactable. Therefore, anything which is non-interactable, non-useful, okay, non-accessible, is mistaken for non-existence. Is it clear now? Before I go to the point, one more thing, next question comes. Now at least we understood very clearly that form, name and functions existed before undifferentiated, unmanifest. potential condition. Now they exist, they manifest, and they are differentiated and useful. Now the question comes, okay, between this form, name and function, which remain unmanifest in the cause, later on in karyavastha, in the effect, the condition of an effect, they become they are manifest and useful and differentiated. Now the question is comes here, were they distinct, different from the cause? The form, name and function, nama rupa karmani, do they exist different, distinct from the cause or not? Do they exist distinctly? Do they exist differently? If we say yes, yes, they exist differently means what? They exist distinctly means they will become what? They will become different. Then there will be dvaitam, there will be duality. If we say there are dvaita philosophers, okay, according to dvaita philosophy, what now? All the forms, names and functions, the effects are different from the cause. They exist distinctly. Okay. Means what? They exist independently means there comes dvaitam. Duality comes. Once the duality comes, what will become, what will happen? Then Brahman will have a second, you cannot call the Brahman advitiyam, a secondless. Okay? The advitiy, you cannot call Brahman anymore as advitiyam because second thing is there. If we think the form, name and functions exist independently or they differently, then Brahman will become what? Brahman will have, we cannot be called anymore advitiyam, secondless. Then Brahman also will have, only Brahman will lose the status of being the advitiyam, secondless. You can't call Brahman secondless. You can't call Brahman even ekam also. Ekam and advitiyam, two words will drop. You'll have the problem. So there will be the error of Brahman losing the status of being the secondless. Okay, this is one thing. Suppose if we say, not only that, Brahman will become, will be subject to parichedaha limitation also. What limitation? Object limitation. If we say the form, name and functions are different, exist distinctly, then Brahman will have that, there will be the error of Brahman losing the status of, you know, being the secondless. Then also, parichinna dosha also will be there. Brahman will be limited, will have the object limitation also. Once we say Brahman has object limitation, what will be the problem? The very word Brahman will be meaningless. What do you call reality Brahman? Brahman means it is of the nature of limitlessness. And once it has a second object other than Brahman, then it will have object limitation. Then Brahman will object to limitation. So there will be error of Brahman being subject to limitation. Then the very word Brahman will be a misnomer. Is it clear now? Therefore, we can what now? Dvaita drishtihi, isn't it? If we look at, we accept the dvaita drishti, these are the problems we have. Okay, some other person comes and tells, no, no, we don't need to say this nama rupa function because a form, name and functions are different from Brahman, they enjoy distinctly, distinct from Brahman, let us not say. But we can say they form the integral part of Brahman. amsha, okay, Brahma amsha. Every wave is amsha of the water. Amsha means what now? Integral part of Brahman. Can we take this norm, form, name and function not as something different from Brahman? Okay, Dvaitam is a problem. Make it a Visishta Advaitam. Visishta Advaitam means what now? The integral part of the cause. Form, name and function, just take it as an integral part of Brahman. If you say integral part of Brahman, what the form, name and function? The form is of the nature of undergoing change. Form is subject to change. Every time form undergoes the change, if form is an integral part of Brahman, Brahman also has to undergo a change. Okay. Visishta Advaita Drishtya, there'll be Savikaratva Doshaha. There'll be error of Brahman being subject to modification. Suppose if I say I have pain at my back, means what? Whole body has a problem. Why? Back is integral part of the body. Back, isn't it? So I have my backache means the whole body has the problem. Why? Back is integral part of the body. So any problem of the integral part will affect the whole part. So if we look at this Namarupa Karma as integral part of Sadvastu Brahman, what will happen? When the Namarupa Karma are subject to change, therefore Brahman also will have to undergo change. Therefore, if we look at this Namarupa Karma as an integral part, then there will be the error of Brahman being subject to change. So Savikar Brahmanaha Savikaratva Doshaha. There will be error of Brahman being subject to change. If you look at the Dvaita Drishtya, so Visishta Dvaita Drishtya Savikaratva Doshaha. Dvaita Drishtya Parichinna Doshaha. Understand? Subject to limitation. Then also, the Advitiya, Brahman cannot, the error of Brahman losing the status of being the secondless, there will be error of what? Then Brahman will be subject to limitation. All these errors will be there. Suppose if we say, you know, there's something called, you know, hypothetical argument, isn't it? We can take, let us take it, so what? People say, all the forms, names and functions are integral part of Brahman. Visishta Advaitam, okay? Why not we accept it? What are we going to lose by saying it? I am part of Brahman, I am part of Ishwar, I am part of the whole. I am part of the whole. Why can't we say that? Nothing wrong, isn't it? Nice to know, say that. If we say, then what happens? If Brahman is subject to change, okay? If Brahman all is subject to change, because all the forms are subject to change, are integral part of Brahman. If Brahman also undergoes a change, means then by attaining that Brahman is subject to change, what will happen to your moksha? That Brahman subject to, it is not worth attaining that Brahman which is subject to change. Then our moksha itself will be questionable, isn't it? So anirmoksha prasangaha. See, it's all very tough lesson. Once I have to tell to you. Got all the points now? Anirmoksha prasangaha. That's why I told you I'll do only one sentence. We'll go sentence by sentence. Anirmoksha prasangaha means what? Then our attainment of moksha will itself be what now? Impossible or not useful. It's not possible. There's no way of our attaining moksha by knowing Brahman. So it is not worth breaking our head to, you know, knowing Brahman also. Why? Brahman object to change. isn't it? Got the point now? Therefore, what is the point now? What does the Vedanta say? That's the question. Vedanta Shastram, no? Vedanta Shastram says, this Namarupa Karma are not distinct, different from the substance, Brahman, nor are they integral part of Brahman. Neither they are not distinct from Brahman, nor are they integral part of Brahman. Then what are they now? Isn't it? They are Mithya. They are only Brahman. they are neither different from Brahman, nor are they integral part of Brahman. They are Mithya. This is what Vedanta says. You have to say that. They establish Mithyatva. Is it clear now? Why we have to talk about all these things? Because they were not there before. When they form name and functions, Nama, Rupa, Karmani, when they are unmanifest in Karana Avastha, they are not available for interaction, therefore they are non-existent. That time, what is attractive for us? Cause alone. When you say before the pot is made, when you see a lump of clay, what will you say? Will you say that there's a pot? There's so many earthen products here. Will you say that? You won't even think of saying it. What will you say? Clay is. In that time, when you see the cause wherein all the forms, names and functions are unmanifested, undifferentiated, unuseful, then you will say clay is. From the pot, clay, all the varieties of earthen products of, not the gold, will come to the ornaments. When you see the gold, not just the gold, but when the gold is melted and made into all varieties of, you know, ornaments, and you all, especially leave all the young women, just ask them to go and take whatever you want. What will happen? They'll rush, no? All this, what are you taking? I'm taking rings, I'm taking bangles, I'm taking chains, I'm taking bracelets. We'll be grabbing all the forms and names. The forms are there, very attractive. Names are there, very, very attractive. Usefulness, my God, so attractive and tempting. Why? I can wear this here, I can wear it in the hand, I can wear this here. We can wear that here. Usefulness. And very colorful, useful, enjoyable, isn't it? So forms, names, and then we ask, what are you wearing? Very nice. We'll never say, I'm wearing gold, I'm wearing this chain, I'm wearing this bangle. So when the effect comes, nama rupa karma, being useful and attractive and tempting, we lose sight of the cause. Even in day-to-day examples, simple example also. What now? When the effect comes, forms, names and functions become dominant and they hold the attention. They become dominant and important. When you see the cause, then only cause alone is important. Substance is important, isn't it? Therefore, what happens now? That is why the problem comes. It's so useful. It's so useful. That's why the problem comes. No, they are different from, because they're useful. Clay was not useful. The pot is very useful. Clay was not perceptible. Pot was not perceptible as a pot. The pot is perceptible. It differentiated from some other things. Therefore, what happens? They are different from the clay. All the effects are different from the cause. If you say they're different from the cause, and the cause will lose its status of being the one, being the secondless, and the cause will have the problem of being subject to limitation. Let us not look at it as a different from the cause. Let us not look at these effects as different from the cause. Let us look at them as the integral part of the cause. If you look at them as the integral part of the cause, then when all the forms undergo change, the effects undergo change, the cause also has to undergo change. The cause undergoes a change, then cause also will be what now? You can't say nirvikaram brahma. Cause also, brahma will be savikaram brahma. The cause will have the status of being subject to change. Then see, cause subject to change. And if we work very hard, whole life, live a life, karma yoga, prepare the mind, study shastram, break your head, Sadeva Swami Idamagra Asit, understanding all these things, and then another disciplined, all the time managing our thoughts, working very hard, preparing the mind, studying shastram, and finally discover the truth, Brahman, and that Brahman is subject to change means, then by attaining that Brahman in terms of knowledge, your moksha also will be what? Your moksha also will be subject to change. It won't be a everlasting moksha. Brahman Swarupam is moksha. And you attain the changing moksha, the Brahman. By attaining the changing Brahman, your moksha also will go. Then it is not worth attaining that moksha, that Brahman, in terms of knowledge. Therefore, attainment of moksha itself will be a meaningless pursuit. All these problems will be there if we see. So, now let me put in Sanskritam. Dvaita drishtya, if we say the effects are different from, distinct from the cause, then we say the universe, all the forms and names, functions are different from Brahman, if we say, there will be the error of Brahman being subject to limitations. Brahman will lose his status of being the one and secondless also. If we look at the Visishta Advaita Drishtya, we look at the whole, all the forms and names as integral part of Brahman also, and all these effects be subject to change, and Brahman also will be subject to change, and Brahman will be will have the status of being subject to modification. Then by attaining that Brahman in terms of knowledge, the moksha, or the swarupa of Brahman, all be subject to change. Therefore, attainment of moksha itself will be a meaningless pursuit. All these problems will be there. So, what does Vedanta say? No, Brahman, the namarupa karma, name, form and function, the effect is nothing but name, form and function, which has no substance. Okay, no, there's no substance called effect, there's no substance called form, there's no substance called name, no substance called function. Understand? The cause, the only substance, therefore, is all mithya. So what is Brahman now? What was Brahman, what is also is Brahman. In Karana Avasthaya, what is Karana Avastha? Before the creation, what was Brahman with, you can say, real, what was there was real vastu Brahman with mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, unuseful form, name and function. Now, what is the Jagat now? Now, same real Brahman with mithya, manifest, form, name and function. Understand? Mithya, manifest, differentiated, useful, name, form and functions. One thing you have to remember, the form, name and functions, the effects, whether they are unmanifest or manifest, they never exist independently outside of the cause. See clear now? deformed name and function never exist, whether they're manifest or unmanifest, they never exist independently outside of the cause. When they were unmanifest also, they were mithya. Unmanifest, undifferentiated form, name and function also was mithya. Manifest form, name and function also is mithya. Why? Manifest or unmanifest effects have never independent existence outside of Satyam Brahma. Therefore, what is each now? Therefore, so what is the thing now? Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Therefore, what? Brahma Vyatiriktam Jagad Nyasti. Therefore, there is no universe which exists independent of the Jagat. Therefore, by knowing Brahman, the entire universe becomes known as it were. It was a small sentence, one sentence. I don't know whether you felt bored or not, but did you get the point? I have to repeat it. I can't help it, because you have to say, finally what now? Whole Jagat is Brahma. You have to say that. You have to say, whole Jagat is Brahma. By knowing Brahman, entire Jagat becomes known as it were. You don't need to break our heads to know everything else in the world. No Brahman finished. Whole Jagat is known as it were. Okay? So, Brahma Vyatiriktam Jagad Nasti. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Therefore, Brahma Jnanena Sarvam Jagat Jnatam Bhavati. See, Sanskritam sounds like Tamil now, isn't it? Yes. Or English. By knowing the Brahman, the whole Jagat becomes known as it were. She understands what I'm saying. Is it clear? This is the teaching. How much have we covered now today? Sadeva Saumya Idam. Idam means this universe existed before as pure reality with mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, uninteractable nama-rupa karma effect. Now what is this? Same sad now is here in the form of this jagat. What now? Now also same Brahma, sad Brahma is there with mithya manifest. What is mithya? You have to add adjective. Okay, mithya unmanifest for undifferentiated unmanifest form name and function. Now also Brahman is with mithya manifest form name and function. What is karanam? Quickly you have to say now. What is karanam? Brahma. What is Brahma? Brahma Chaitanyam. Brahma Sad Brahma. Vastu plus mithya avyakta avyakrita avyavaharya nama rupa karma. Can say, okay, substance plus mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, okay, uninteractable, non-interactable form, name and function. Now what is jagat mit karyam now? Karyam also sad brahma plus mithya, manifest, differentiated, useful, interactable, accessible form, name and function. So, unmanifest or manifest, form, name and function are what? Satyam or mithya? Mithya. Unmanifest form, name and function also mithya. Manifest form, name and function also is mithya. So, form, name and function is what? Mithya, nama, rupa, karma, unmanifest or manifest is mithya. What is satyam? Brahman. So, what is always there? Brahman. So, what is this jagate? Brahma. Therefore, Brahma, by knowing Brahman, the entire Jagat becomes known as it were. How many sentences? Now we have one more different sentence. Go for tea and come back. Have to finish. We have only finished. Sadeva Saumi Idam Agra Asi. They finished. Now my next sentence is Ekameva Advitiyam. I have to teach you. Please go and come back. Today, no first chapter. Today, only had two only sentences. What's the time now? See, even though you what today only one small fact has to be driven home. What is that? Karana vyatiriktam karyam nasti. There is no effect which is independent of the cause. Therefore, by knowing the cause, effect becomes known as it were. This is the thing. So finally, we brought that thing to what now? Jagat karanam brahma. We only say sat. Brahman, the reality, is introduced as sat in this chapter. So sat was initially with sat was satyam, Brahman was satyam, and Brahman is satyam. Brahman is always satyam. Brahman is the only satyam. What is mithya then? Unmanifest, undifferentiated, unuseful, non-interactable form, name and functions were mithya. Now also Brahman is satyam. Now mithya, manifest, differentiated form, name and functions are again mithya. What is this? So manifest or unmanifest, differentiated or undifferentiated, interactable or non-interactable, useful or non-useful, the form, name and functions are always mithya. They never have existence independent of the Brahman. Therefore, Brahman was, Brahman is, Brahman will ever be. So what? He is going to say later on. Now how many verses from this mantra onwards, okay, till the ninth month, till the seventh mantra, he will discuss only Brahma, sadvicharaha, tatpada vicharaha, tatpada vicharaha, enquiry into the meaning of the word tat in Tattamasi Mahavakyam, sadvicharaha will be there until the seventh mantra. Seventh section. Okay, and the eighth section would be only section wherein Tvampada Vichara. And afterwards, ninth to the 16th, Asipada Vichara. So we'll talk about Brahman, Brahman, Brahmasatyam, 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 Jagat Mithya. What is Jagat? Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat. Avyaktam va, Vyaktam va. It was Mithya, it is Mithya. So it is not neither distinct from Brahman nor central part of Brahman. It is Brahman itself. We say that. What is it, Brahman? When you want to know after the seventh chapter section, Nejhra Tad Brahmatvamasi. He is going to say that, isn't it? That Brahman you are. That is where our problem ends, isn't it? So we have to resolve all the three. We have to resolve ourselves first. We have to resolve Ishwara also. We have to resolve Jagat also. Isn't it? That's very important. Even though I didn't want to bring in today unnecessarily Dvaita, Vishishta Advaita little bit. I need not have brought in. But still I want to tell you here, isn't it? Little bit. And then Samskritam comes most of the times, my God. And I didn't want to make you feel bored with Samskritam also. That's why I stopped little bit. Anyway. Now that is very clear, isn't it? Now what is there? So sadeva asit saumya idam. Idam means what? This universe is what now? This universe, which is nothing but sad brahma with sad brahma, now the absolute reality Brahman with manifest differentiated interactable, perceptible form, name and functions was there before with mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, non-interactable form, name and function. Okay, sadeva idam sadeva asit. This was there as pure existence without the nama rupa karma, without the name, form and function. Without means what? Without means non-existent. They were undifferentiated, unmanifest. Asit. Now he says, Yekam eva asit. Yekam, the one word negates what? Advitiyatvam. There is no second parallel reality to Brahman. Why? Brahman alone is Satya, means everything else, the entire Jagat is what? Namarupa karma, Mithya. Isn't it? Mithya. So Mithya is Satyam only. Mithya is not countable as second parallel reality. For something to be counted, to be countable as a parallel reality, it should have independent existence. And Mithya Jagat has no, it's not a parallel reality. So what is Brahman now? Ekam. Brahman alone is there. There's no second thing other than Brahman, second parallel reality other than Brahman. Therefore, we say what now? It is Advitiyam. Ekam Advitiyam. Again, there's a Yeva. That Yeva means alone. Brahman alone was there. Brahman alone is now with Mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated. Form name and functions. The same Brahman alone is now with Mithya, manifest form name and function. Why? Brahman alone was, Brahman alone is. Name, form and function are unmanifest also Mithya, manifest also is Mithya. Anything Mithya is non-countable, as good as non-existent, is not a parallel reality. Therefore, ekam asit, ekam eva asit, advitiyam asit. Brahman alone was, Brahman alone is, Brahman alone will ever be. Understand? So here to say this, now how to say Brahman alone was? And here Upanishad, actually, if you ask this, slowly I'm going to introduce these technical terms also. What is the, we've already seen ontological status of this nama rupa karma. No, they are mithya. They don't have independent existence, they are non-countable. Now we say, what about this? Now Shastram introduces here the three types of differences. To establish this, what three types of differences? Vijatiya bhedaha. Vijatiya bhedaha means difference between beings of two different species. Suppose mountain is an inanimate. Inanimate being with the living beings, animate. Between the living beings and non-living things, animate and inanimate. Animate is one jati, inanimate is another jati. Animate beings come under one species, the inanimate come under another species. So between these two different species of beings, there is bheda. That's called what now? Vijatiya bhedaha. This is different jati, isn't it? Animate, inanimate. Living, non-living. Vijatiya bhedaha. Between living and non-living. So, among the living itself, of all the living beings, we can say what now? Sajatiya bhedaha. So, difference among the members of the same species. Difference between beings of two different species is vijatiya bhedaha. Difference among the members of the same species. For all the living beings also, we can say what now? Human beings, animals, plants is what now? Sajatiya bheda. there again, take the plants alone, take only the tree jati, vriksha jati. In the tree itself, what now? Neem, mango, coconut, there again jati comes. So, difference among the members of the same species is called what? Sajatiya bhedaha. Vijatiya bheda. Sajati. This you can extend actually. Difference between beings of two different species. Difference among the species, the members of the same species. Now, swagata bhedaha. Swagata bheda means what now? Internal differences. Difference in within one member itself. You take, no, suppose head is different from hands. Hands are different from legs. Legs are different from thighs. Thighs are different from feet. Feet are different from soul. Is it? You will take the tree. Tree is what now? Tree is member of one jati. Isn't it? All tree jati. Is it? But in the tree itself, trunk is different from branch. Branch is different from leaf. Leaves are different from stalks, flowers, fruits. Isn't it? Different roots. Varieties of parts. There's so many parts which constitute one body. It's called internal differences or differences within one member itself. It's called what? We say swagata bedaha. Swagata bedaha, sajatiya bedaha, vijatiya bedaha. Got it now? The threefold differences are there. Now, Brahman is free from these threefold differences. What is Brahman? The absolute reality, the existence. Okay, by existence we say cause are looked upon as the sat. Sat Brahma. Let us use the term, just the sat, Sanskrit word itself. Sat Brahma, the absolute reality, Brahman. We do not know yet what that Brahman is. You have to know what that Brahman is, isn't it? We are understanding the Brahman first. That Sat Brahma, absolute reality, which is the cause of this entire jagat, which alone was there before, which alone, which is the only reality, which was there before, which is now also there. Isn't it? That Brahman is free from vijatiya bhedaha. Why? There is no parallel Brahman. There's a second thing other than Brahma. Is it clear now? When you say Brahman is the moola karanam, the absolute cause of the uncaused, causeless cause of the whole jagat, the entire jagat becomes what now? Negated as mithya. There's only Brahma. When you say jagat is mithya, means what? What is really there is only Brahma. When you say only Brahma means, what does it mean? There is nothing other than Brahma. Therefore, there is no vijatiya bhedaha. Is there anything else which is parallel reality, parallel to Brahman, to say vijatiya Brahma? There is no second thing other than Brahma. So, Brahman is free from vijatiya bhedaha. So, sajatiya bheda. Is it a parallel reality? There is no second thing other than Brahma. Therefore, there is no vijatiya bheda. There is no parallel reality. Therefore, there is no sajatiya bheda. And Brahman is what? One indivisible, partless whole. Only reality. Therefore, what? There is no swagata bheda. Understand? So, first you understood what? Brahman alone. Brahmana, Brahmaiva Satyam, Ei Brahma, Eva, Brahmaiva Satyam, Jagan Mithya. We'll go to Jiva later on, okay? Brahmaiva Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Why? Brahmanaha Karanatvat, Jagataha Karyatvat. Okay? Brahma Vyatiriktam, Jagad Nasti. Because Brahman alone is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya, Brahman is Karanam, Jagat is Karyam. Therefore, there is no Jagat independent of the Brahman. Therefore, we say what? By knowing Brahman, entire Jagat becomes known as it were. So, Brahman alone was there before with Mithya. You have to see every word I am saying. Brahman alone was there with the Mithya, unmanifest, undifferentiated, okay, non-interactable form, name and functions. Now also, Brahman alone is with Mithya, manifest, okay, manifest, differentiated, okay, interactable form, name and functions. So what is Brahmaiva Asti? By knowing, therefore, what is the conclusion? By knowing Brahman, everything else becomes known. So how, what is there? Brahman alone is, Brahman alone was. Brahman, how was it? Secondless, only Brahman alone was. Secondless, Brahman alone is. You know, we have three words here. Ekam, Eva, Advitiyam. That Ekam word negates Vijatiya Bheda. See the second sentence now. In the same sentence, see that word. Ekam. Ekam negates Vijatiya Bheda. Difference between the species, no, two different species of beings, isn't it? Vijatiya Bheda is negated by the word Ekam. Eva negates Sajatiya Bheda. Eva negates Sajatiya Bheda. Ekam. Eva means what? No, second thing. Sajatiya Bheda. Advitiyam negates what now? Swagata Bheda. Ekam. Eva. Advitiyam. Three words negate threefold differences. Vijatiya Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Swagata Bhedaha. See, this Chandogyam should give you vision. That's my prayer. You can't go without vision. I don't think you should not need to learn anything anymore. I should give you the vision. That's my prayer. So, Ekam Eva Advitiyam negates threefold differences. So, what has been made very clear now? Brahmaiva Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahmai Vasit, Brahmai Vasti, Brahmaiva Bhavishyati. This is the meaning, this is the unfoldment of one sentence. We have finished today. Okay. Then what happens? Got it now? Can you say that now? Vijatiya Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Vijatiya Sajatiya Swagata Bheda Rahita Ekam Advitiyam Brahmaiva Asit. Vijatiya, Sajatiya, Swagata, Beda, Rahita, Brahmai, Vasti, Jagadrupeda. We are going to see all this now, how to account for the plurality now, isn't it? Therefore, we are going to see what is this plurality now. What is now? Interesting. If I tell you everything, what can I talk next week? I had to keep something, you know, secret. I made you sit only to tell these threefold differences. And how this, the next following words, know that Ekam Eva Advitiyam negate three differences. And you know what is Vijatiya Bhedaha? What is Sajatiya Bhedaha? Isn't it? What is Swagata Bhedaha? All the differences. Brahman is the only reality. Brahman alone is. Therefore, it's free from these threefold differences. That is negated by those three words. ஏகம் ஏவ அத்விதீயம் நெகேட் விஜாத்திய சஜாத்திய ஸ்வகத பேதாஸ் ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ்லி. We can put otherwise also, but I'm telling it this way. Is it clear? Now what happens, when I fall asleep, look at this, when I fall asleep, there is no jagat, there is no plurality, there is no knower known difference, there is no knower known knowledge triputi bheda, there is no karma, karta, karanam, sushukam, dukkam, nothing is there in sleep. Therefore, when I say, and also sadeva asit means all these differences were not there, is it? All the names, forms and functions were unmanifest, undifferentiated, they were not useful, they were not accessible, interactable, then what happens? Immediately a buddhi what thinks? Anything not available for objectification, perception or interaction, or which is not accessible in my understanding, is non-existent. My conclusion, isn't it? Therefore, some people, now even before Buddhists, there must have been Shunyavadis. Upanishad itself condemns. The next sentence is, the first sentence is over. What is it now? Brahman Jagat Karnam, by knowing Brahman Jagat will be, the entire Jagat will be known as it were. That is finished. But next sentence is what? The next sentence is actually refutation of Shunyavada. It is natural for people to think the Jagat has come into existence out of nothing. Nothing was there before, suddenly the Jagat originated. Why do we say that? Because when Nama Rupa Karma were undifferentiated, unmanifest, they were not accessible, interactable. Because of the non-interactability, non-accessibility, non-objectifiability, what happens? It is possible for us to think nothing was there before. Why there is a Shunyavada? Justifying the Shunyavada. It is possible for some buddhis, some minds to think it has come from nothingness. Asataha sadjaya, they may think. Now the teacher is going to ask the question. Uddalaka himself tells how, why some people think the Jagat has come into existence out of nothing. Shunyam. And then for the Shunyam also, adjective is given. Ekam advitiyam shunyam asit means what? For nothingness, he gives adjective. Okay, how is it possible? Isn't it? Therefore, is it possible for the Jagat to come from out of nothing? Is it? It is not possible. If it is possible, then what will happen? Suddenly an elephant can come and sit in front of me. Anything can happen anytime. Suddenly as you are going, now anything can happen, anything can suddenly come like that. Isn't it? Therefore, it is not. He is going to show point, first of all, the fallacy, the thinking of a Shunyavadi. Upanishad itself introduces the possibility of, you know, possibility of thinking that Jagat has originated from nothing. Then Upanishad has to give logic, how it is illogical to say, out of, nothing can come out of nothing. What can come out of nothing? Nothing can come out of nothing. Isn't it? In fact, nama, that is why the law of conservation of energy, mass and energy, actually is not only the mass, we say, even you can't include nama rupa karma also. Nothing is created here. Nama rupa karma also was there, unmanifest. It becomes manifest. But understand why the manifestation. Understand order, Ishvara, karma, karma phalam, beautiful. Okay? We'll come back and see next class. Today I finished what? Please say one sentence, memorize the sentence, remember all the points I told you in this point, remember, because this class should be the class of vision. We contemplative for the class for you. Should become later on. Okay? Sadeva Saumya, Deva Saumya, Idamagra Asit, Yekameva Dvitiyam. Sadeva Saumya, Idamagra Asit, Yekameva Dvitiyam. Finished. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.